happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. President Trump is giving the big three U.S. automakers a one-month extension before tariffs take effect on their imported vehicles. CBS News congressional correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns says members of Congress may soon come calling on the president with the same request.
There are a lot of lawmakers here on Capitol Hill wanting carve-outs as well. They're very nervous about what this would look like. They are giving the president lots of room and latitude, to use their words, to make these kinds of deals, hoping that in the long run it's better for their constituents and for American workers. But there is no doubt they are worried.
The president has threatened Hamas. From the White House, CBS's Linda Kenyon has details.
The president posted on Truth Social that he is sending Israel, quote, everything it needs to finish the job. Trump added, again quoting here, release all of the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it is over for you.
CBS News has learned the VA has been told to prepare to cut tens of thousands of jobs. Vietnam vet George Sager is protesting the planned cuts at a clinic in Santa Rosa, California.
I made a contract with the U.S. government. I've held up my end of that contract to the best of my ability. The government is always trying to change that contract.
In a statement, the White House says the plan changes will, quote, ensure greater efficiency and transparency at the VA. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper tells us world sea ice cover reached a historic low in February, according to Europe's climate monitor.
Temperatures spiked up to 51 degrees Fahrenheit above average near the North Pole as the world continued its persistent heat streak. The Copernicus Climate Change Service says the ocean water that freezes and floats on the surface reached a record minimum extent on February 7th.
It was the third warmest February on record globally. A new study warns Parkinson's disease will become much more prevalent.
This new study, published by the medical journal The BMJ, says by 2050, there will be 25 million people with the disease, due largely to the world's population aging. The average age of onset for Parkinson's disease is between 60 and 70 years old, but some early onset cases can begin at age 20. It is more common in men than in women.
CBS's Michael Wallace. The Parkinson's Foundation estimates there are 10 million people worldwide with the disorder. Alaska state troopers say three skiers have been swept away by an avalanche south of Anchorage and are likely dead under the weight of 30 feet of snow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters in the Lost Lands stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wombo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually become partly cloudy in the overnight, but still a blustery northwest wind, so you could see a little bit of patchy blowing snow in spots. Otherwise, overnight lows in the mid-teens. Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. Currently 23 degrees.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Fundamentalism is a hell of a drug. Let's play this.
Among our holiness people, to allow girls to wear what they call leggings, they still wear them below their skirt, but they come out the bottom of the skirt and go somewhere down in the calf or even to the ankle.
Even to the ankle.
Why is it that people that say, well, it's too hot to wear hose, they want to wear leggings?
Some people will say, well, they're just tights, but they're not tights.
Or they are close-fitting knit pants.
Close-fitting knit pants.
That's what the world calls them. And yet we as holiness people that know that a woman is not supposed to wear pants, now we are allowing that to creep in.
You can wear a dress that's full enough, big enough to be modest. Whatever you're doing. And if you're not able to do that, don't do anything to be immodest. They got to noticing some of their girls, when they rode their bikes, wasn't modest, so they started preaching against girls wearing riding bikes.
They were beginning to allow their women and their girls to wear these leggings under their skirts. And as they continued to do that, their
leggings
skirts got
their
shorter
skirts.
And shorter and shorter. And this winter, they were not wearing skirts. They were just wearing long shirts with their leggings.
Right.
It is really nothing more than a step towards wearing pants.
That's right.
A step towards wearing pants. Fundamentalism is a hell of a drug. But what about how to treat the boys?
He was real smart, Alex.
He was smart, but you didn't help. It made worse.
We were outside one day.
Outside with the youth crew. Pushing his buttons. Not really being serious.
Bam!
He did what? He went bam?
Said,
you hit the kid? And you leaned over and said, Ben, when are you gonna learn? You gotta stop playing games with God. Or your youth group leader's gonna punch you in the chest. Is this your message? Oh, fundamentalism is a hell of a drug. Let's go to your calls. It occurs to me, let me just say, it occurs to me that when Limbaugh was doing his thing and started a lot of this fire that we're seeing now. And then when the alt-right went to 4chan and then to X and to video game groups, right? Some of what they did was help one another understand that they weren't alone. Let's be really clear. People who love democracy aren't alone. People who love the better promise of America aren't alone. People who believe we are and want us to be equal, they're not alone. Let's go to your calls. Let's do a speed round so that we can... Who wins the most patient listener award? I think it is David. You are on the air from Searcy.
Yes, and I certainly deserve that award. Thank you very much. What I would like to discuss is yesterday, you let me get off speaker here. Yesterday, you were talking about, and I believe the caller's name was Jen, or Jen, I believe, about the We Are the World type getting together. And you had mentioned that you had a very prominent producer, I believe, and that you are looking into this. And, well, I'm not at liberty to discuss it fully now, but I believe I do have an idea that will attract some attention, and I was wondering if you could explain more on your idea of it so I can see if we kind of match. And I would also like how to get a hold of you to discuss this matter.
Yeah, so that's easy. Just talk to the person who called in the moment before, and they can give you my email address. So the first thing I would say is it hasn't taken form yet. This isn't a plan. It's certainly not a promise. What this is the germ of an idea. And let me first be honest about that. Second, let me say how I'm thinking. And second, I would say that it shouldn't just be my idea, that it should be the best idea. And I'd have something to offer to that. And I think other people would also, including people who would have to help actually make it happen. I do know a couple of producers, but I didn't say I know a very prominent producer. Somebody brought up Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones has passed away. I do have an event producer who is deeply, deeply talented and concerned with what's happening in the world. And my elements that have occurred to me include, I like the music idea. I think including the arts and including something that's a celebration and connecting people, I love that. I will say that my own contribution to the thinking would be that it would not only be that, it also have elements of a conference, elements of, you know, imagine a not TED, TED conference. And by that I mean highly well-produced, really excellent talks about the best policy ideas and the best political strategy ideas and the best pro-democracy ideas that exist. And so imagine, you know, between 6 and 20 short talks, right, that are good for YouTube, that portions of them are good for TikTok, that help people understand, okay, here are the tools that you can use in your own place. Here are the things you can pass in your own place nationally and locally and state. Okay, so it would be a mix of good ideas and good art, a mix of good people, good thinking, and some celebration, and that we would do it next year. We would do it early enough in the year that could organize early action, that we would need a strong steering committee. We'd need some early funding. We'd need, or at least, you know, cocktail napkin commitments of that. We need to coordinate with one or more existing groups. We're not only competing with existing good stuff. We're trying to amplify some of the good stuff. That could happen through the speakers. That could happen because they're a funding partner. They don't have the money because they're already trying to spend on their stuff. That's fine. Maybe even they could be recipient of donations. And we'd want to do it in a way that could attract real attention. But not only that, not only Live Aid, not only, hey, everybody, pay attention to blank. For me, that's not the only thing I care about. It's not the only thing I want to do. And I don't want to just say, hey, everybody, donate money to, you know, blank one single cause, right? Because that is not the primary thing that I am trying to call attention to. I care deeply about what's happening in Ukraine, and I think nation states will do a better job of funding their support than I would be able to do in an event. I want to do something that will be a mixture of training, the mixture of motivation, the mixture of giving people the ideas and the tools and the energy and the friends to be able to make a difference, not only in 2026, not only in 2028, but recognizing we have to go long and go local. We have to be thinking in a decade time span. All of us overestimate how much we can get done in a year. We underestimate how much we can get done in 10 years. And then also help people think, not, you know, help think long and help think local. What can I do right now? What can I do either in my place or in a place I adopt, right, in a purple area, in a red area, to make some impact? So that's how I think about it. And not only that, I would hope that it would help launch, either help buoy existing or help strengthen existing communities or help launch additional community, right, including additional online community, maybe even launch a tool. Could it maybe just amplify those that exist? All right, that's the beginnings of it. David, from what I think would be useful, that's not me saying this is going to happen. This is me saying, in response to a caller, to be clear, in response to a caller, what I think could be useful and strategic and motivating and tactical. David, what say you?
I say that all those ideas are excellent. I believe that in this time, I believe America personally faces its hardest struggle to date, other than possibly the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
I think that an all-around go with this is to encompass everything to get our people motivated to get out and vote. Get out and make a difference in their local communities, their cities, their states. I believe and I'll just simply call it Live Aid to ease that. If we had something like that, it could motivate the people. And also, I'd like to say, bring the parties together to come up with a good idea that will make our people prosperous and happy. I think that the idea that I'm working on right now it covers all those bases and can be expanded. I think it's something that everyone can get behind, and it could make a big difference in our political and social well-being.
Stick around and talk to the person you talked to a moment ago, and they got mail address, they can give it to you. You can also hit, I think I'm on Blue Sky, and I think I'm on X. I haven't been using X for a while, but I think I'm still on there if you try to find me. I'm just Jeff Smith or Jefferson Smith. But, David, thanks so much for your call. And my only quip would be this. I have yet to find the thing that everybody can get on board with. I never agree with that. I tend not to agree with that. But I think there's lots of things that enough people can get on board with to do something that make a difference. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Michael from Lake Bay, Washington, you are on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. I'm an 83-year-old ex-activist. I've activated against the Vietnam War and for the Equal Rights Amendment. I activated against the Iraq War, and I would be activating now if I was a little more agile.
If you were 82. Michael, thank you for your years of activism service.
Yeah, thank you, Jefferson. I wish I had your hope and your optimism. Everybody's talking about this thing as though there's going to be two parties and that there's going to be votes and there's going to be elections. And I'm of the mind that Don't Doge My Democracy and the Rump are going to do everything they possibly can to make all of that impossible. I believe, frankly, that we're headed for something like civil war. I feel after my reaction last night to the fact that I can see my Social Security and my Medicare going out the door, if that's the case, I might as well just roll up and die, because that's how I live. And there's a lot of people like me that are a lot more angry than I am. And I can see them getting out their guns. I don't own one, but a lot of guys do. And
they're going to break, but stay for a second. I want you to finish your point, and then I'll respond. You're listening to Tom Hartman's show. I really ought to do a speed round after this so we can get to all these wonderful people who have been waiting so patiently. We'll be right back. Here's your show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, 202-808-9925. Memorize it. Why? I don't know. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals.
It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
So we had a call that was concerned that we could be approaching something like a civil war, something vastly worse than we think is in the main vein of the American democratic experience, small d. And I do think we have to be preparing ourselves emotionally and strategically for scenarios that we haven't anticipated before. Not for purpose of scaring people or alarming people, but just so we don't think that things are going to be just a little bit worse than they are right now. Because if they end up being more than a little bit worse, we're not ready. So I want to take a couple, there's more extreme scenarios and there are less extreme scenarios than the two I'm going to offer. The less extreme scenario is things are bad for 2 to 4 years, But then there's another Republican president, or Democrats don't take Congress, and they just continue to whittle away at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, the ability of people to vote, women's rights, etc. Okay, and they just continue to whittle it away. I'm not going to call it optimistic scenario, but that is not the most dire scenario. A more dire scenario, not the most dire, not civil war, but a more dire scenario is there aren't free and fair elections in 2026 or 2028. I actually think what's kind of likely is they're going to be doing a lot of things to make it only seem like they're sort of free and fair elections while doing every bit of vote scrubbing, every bit of gerrymandering and gerrymandering, every bit of voter suppression that they can, and more than has been done in the past. Okay. I do think there will be all kinds of attacking of political enemies to muzzle, or worse, people who might be able to organize against them. I think that'd be kind of foolish not to anticipate at least the kind of likelihood of that. But if there aren't real free and fair elections, we've got to be thinking about scenarios for that, too. At the very least, for both of those scenarios, it's one of the reasons I say go long and go local. I don't think we're one election away. I'm not sure if we're two. I think we'd be one or two elections away from things being worse. I am not Pollyannish. When I try to offer an optimistic spirit, it is not because as a betting person, I think things are going good or gonna go good. It's because I think it's more useful to you if we still find joy in our lives. If we find hope in something, even if it's the recognition that we're all gonna pass away and we can at least find joy in moments. That I visited 3 weeks ago, Nelson Mandela's cell, and he planted a garden. While he was there, was it 17 years? While he was there for nigh two decades, he planted a garden. He found moments of joy. He found moments to teach. He found moments to organize. He found pieces of paper, and he would write the pieces of paper, and he would hide them in that garden. He would give vegetables to the guards there to curry favor, so maybe they wouldn't pay as much attention to the fact that he was writing page by page and slipping it in the garden so that it could be then taken out and compiled. And he did it also so that he could have joy. He went long and he went local. The long was eventually each of those pages hidden in the garden turned into a manuscript, turned into a book, which spread to the whole world his message. And now each one of us knows his name. And South Africa isn't out of the woods, but they're out of those woods. But he also found joy. He also planted a garden. He ate vegetables. He stayed healthy. He worked micro-locally to make where he was a little bit better. It's one of the reasons why I'm saying we've got to work in places that are a little bit less likely to encroach. Yes, think nationally. Yes, think globally. And also work where we are and a nearby place that needs it even more. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I hadn't anticipated talking about Mandela. I'll be back. And yes, we're going to do a speed round after this. And that'll mean I'll go fast, too.
We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. In Mexico and Canada, there is concern and frustration over President Trump's imposition of tariffs. Ontario Premier Doug Ford.
China is flooding markets around the world, undercutting American and Canadian workers, and they're sitting back laughing, watching the two closest friends and allies fight a tariff war.
Trump has issued what he calls a last warning to Hamas to release all of the hostages still being held in Gaza. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
This strong language came after the president met with eight former hostages at the White House and after confirming direct talks between the U.S. and Hamas.
There's surprise among veterans and their supporters that the administration wants to cut tens of thousands of jobs at the VA. Vietnam veteran George Sager was protesting at a clinic in Santa Rosa, California.
I thought it was pretty much hands-off veterans. You know, nobody wants to say I sponsored a bill to cut the veterans' benefits.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks beat the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks down the Hawks 127-121 in Atlanta. Damian Lillard scored 23 points, but after the game had a swollen black left eye. How'd that happen?
I went up to try to, you know, help in off the glass, and was behind the guy. His arm just came down. His elbow went, you know, right up. Like, the point of his elbow hit right on my eyeball. So, you know, once it hit, I knew it was either going to swell up or turn black. But my vision was, I never had my vision get blurry like that.
Men's college basketball, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in Minnesota tonight for the border battle, while number 20th ranked Marquette seeking revenge at UConn. NFL, Green Bay Packers re-signing kicker Brandon McManus to a new 3-year deal worth $15.3 million. McManus gets a $5 million signing bonus with another $5 million guaranteed. He turns 34 this summer at the start of training camp. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies will gradually become partly cloudy in the overnight, but still a blustery northwest wind, so you could see a little bit of patchy blowing snow in spots. Otherwise, overnight lows in the mid-teens. Thursday, sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, it's 22.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Marquette's newest hole has dropped. We'll be joined at 2 p.m. by Dr. Charles Franklin to discuss what Wisconsinites know about the candidates for the Supreme Court and what are our opinions about Elon.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Anyway, what I've got to say is, speaking about election integrity, all the questions about what did the Democratic Party do wrong, what do we need to change, is moot if our elections cannot be counted accurately. Is interest for investigations into how the election might have been compromised still out there? Because if we can't guarantee free, fair, and accurate elections, our democracy is dead. I think you'd agree.
Yes, I agree, Diane. It's tied for the most important thing we need to work on.
Now, I follow a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization of cybersecurity experts. I probably shouldn't name their name on the air.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, their name is Election Truth Alliance.
Great, Election Truth Alliance.
They'll be releasing another report. Pardon me?
I just repeated it. Election Truth Alliance.
Correct, who will be releasing another report on their data in a couple weeks, and there are anomalies they are investigating in swing states. They took a very blue district in Nevada, which first showed the mail-in ballots, which skewed heavily Democratic. And then they started showing the tabulated same-day voting numbers. The numbers immediately showed blue drop-off, and the red numbers surged by a wide margin, just outside of the margin needed to trigger automatic hand recounts. So anyway, that's the work that they're doing.
Yep.
They're going to be releasing another report in a couple of weeks.
No, I appreciate it, Diane. And as I've said before, one of the moves of Donald Trump saying the election was rigged is it gave Democrats, progressives, pro-democracy folks some pause before they would loudly say, hey, wait, they're doing fishy stuff. And I think people making sure that fishy stuff ain't happening is tied for the most important thing. Thanks for saying the Election Truth Alliance out loud, and thanks for your work, and thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's go to Bill from Richmond, Virginia. You're on the air, Bill.
Oh, yes, good afternoon. I don't know if I hold the record now, but I must be getting close. I looked at my watch.
No, you didn't. You don't hold the record. You don't hold the record, but you're doing pretty good. Like you're doing pretty good.
Well, thank you. That helps my self-esteem somewhat.
I'm sure it's a big deal.
Now, I told your screener, who I've gotten to know quite well over the last few months, that the thing that I watched about the speech last night, and he knows, Tom Harvin knows, I am not a Trumpster.
Yeah.
But I also am one of these people that in the last two elections, I didn't vote for a Democrat for president. Well, I did, really. I wrote in Jim Webb, a former senator,
okay,
who is a Democrat. But the point I've got is this. From watching the speech last night, what did the Democrats think they were trying to accomplish by what they did?
Which thing?
That's my point. Huh?
What did they accomplish by which thing that they did? Different members did different things. Which thing?
Well, I was watching the one thing that reminded me of watching a bingo hall. All the little paddles that kept going up and down.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me.
Yeah.
But that was the thing about Representative Green. Remember a few years back when a congressman in South Carolina got up and called Obama a liar?
Yep.
And the media and the left's hair caught on fire.
Yep.
Was Al Green's thing last night any different, except the fact he was heckling Trump? And I'm not saying he doesn't have the right to.
Yeah.
But is that the forum to do it in?
It's a good question. What if you were, and I recognize, with the mild exception of Jim Webb, you don't consider yourself this, but if you were advising Democratic members of Congress, what should you advise them to do? All walk out? All stay quiet? Sit on their hands? None of them show up? All of them do different things? What would you have advised?
Well, I think the one thing they could have done that, to me, even the Washington Post talked about today, is the 13-year-old boy that had cancer.
Yeah.
Nobody applauded for that. Nobody stood up for that. And that strikes me as somebody that doesn't have a whole lot of empathy.
Yeah, I think every single person who watched that had empathy for that person. But whether Donald Trump is the proper vehicle for empathy, or whether helping his TV show as he's showing a moment of faux empathy, that's sort of a different thing. But okay, so one thing you're saying is they should have stood up and clapped or turned and given some gesture to the young person.
Well,
what would have been? But in the main, would you have just, is what you would have advised Democrats to do, is just kind of be good boys and good girls and as if they're in class and clap at the right times, or would it have been be more active and more boisterous? What would you have advised other than be nice to a young person?
Well, let me say this. I've looked at other things, and I know Republicans have been guilty of it, too. But if you go back a few years...
No. I'm engaging on this. Give a crack at my question. What would be... And answer my question. What would be your advice?
No, I think they should have sat on their hands.
Okay.
There wasn't anything they were going to do. Look, like it or not, Trump controls those kind of events. I mean, he really does.
Do you think they should have shown up or not shown up?
The only other president that I know is the last Democrat for president I voted for was Bill Clinton.
But I want to stick to your point. Would you have advised that they show up? Would you advise they show up at all? Or should they just stayed away, or should they have shown up?
I said they should have shown up.
Okay, shown up and then just been quiet.
Well, correct. That's a loyal opposition.
Okay.
Look, this isn't like the British Parliament. You know, where every minister can stand up and say whatever they want to. Yeah, you know, that's not
I hear your view. I hear your view, and I'll respond to it. But I'll make a request. I'll make a request. So I hear your view. I think the tricky thing, and you've been listening to this. I mean, imagine what the community of voters of a lot of those members would have said if nobody uttered a moment of disagreement. If everybody just looked like they were the loyal opposition, and the thing they were loyal to was the person they don't think is legitimately elected, legitimate candidate, twice impeached, felon in front of them, who is saying one thing and then planning to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, what would their supporters have said if the only thing they did was be quiet and cheer for show empathy to cancer?
Kind of speak like, what? Well, wait a minute, Jefferson. In the past, the loyal opposition had a speaker that could speak and counter what the president said.
But there wasn't that.
Very public, national TV. That's kind of what Ms. Slotkin did last night.
I hear you. But if you're going to offer strategic advice, not like what you would have liked personally, but strategic advice, do try to stand in the shoes, try to listen to the people who have called here, who, like a lot of them, wish they would have just all walked out. That wish more people would have yelled other than just Al Green. And if that's your constituency that doesn't think this current government is in the main and normal, this isn't, as you say, it is not the British Parliament where everybody's basically on the same page, sticking with the Western Alliance, trying to make sure we don't destroy NATO, trying to make sure there are free and fair elections, trying to make sure people can vote, trying to make sure everybody's got a chance, trying to make sure the most important budgetary commitments are maintained. And if you have that belief system, and there are a lot of people that have that belief system, and it is a legitimate one, if the only thing that happens, they sit on their hands, there's a lot of people who are like, I can't even trust these people. Then you know what happens? They think they need a different party who's willing to stand up. So all I'm asking you to do, I'm going to ask you for a real thing. But in your analysis, I hear what you're saying. I think your view is legitimate. But I also ask you, put yourself in the shoes of the other folks to be able to think broadly and strategically to understand what actually would that lead to. The thing I want to ask you is not just call me. The thing I want to ask you is not just say, well, I don't vote Democratic anymore, so I hope what you guys will do is be quiet when Trump is speaking.
Whoa. I did not say I did not vote Democratic. I'm talking about, in fact, I was looking at something the other day.
You said the last Democratic president you vote. That's fine. I'm not criticizing for that. You're sort of saying what would win me over, not me but you, because I haven't voted for a Democratic president since Bill Clinton. is if blank. And that can be persuasive. But what I'm saying is you can say that, but then your message is for them to be quiet. What I'm saying is, what I would ask is for you to call Republican members and ask them to town hall meetings. And right where the line in the sand is, that should not be crossed. Let me ask you that, with giving you the last word, which violates the speed round, giving you the last word, is there a place that Trump would go that you think, I know you're not a Trumpster, you already said that, and I appreciate it. I really appreciate your time and attention. Is there a place that you'd want to say to Republicans or to independents, a place where Trump should not go? Is there a red line over which that you want to help draw and make sure there are more people, not just a bunch of liberal Democrats, make sure that they hold that red line? What's too far for you?
I'd say Social Security, since I paid into Medicare, which I paid into.
Yeah.
And Medicaid, I've never had to deal with Medicaid, but I've had people that I know that have. Yeah. And I really don't admit. But can I bring one final point up?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will send you a copy of, and I talked to the screener for Dino Vival tonight. I couldn't get on. There's an article in Politico about centrist moderate Democrats that had a retreat on the Potomac River, Loudoun County, Virginia, trying to figure out what they can do to get the party back on track. The first thing they said is going after all these identity politics things. And I don't care who you are, either side of the fence, if the thing is going toward white people, Republicans, I guarantee you people would get turned off.
Yeah.
And the other thing, and Republicans do the same thing, is jettison the far left of the Democratic Party, along with the far right, because this country, in spite of what progressives say and what Breitbart says, is still a centrist country. I really do believe that.
No, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, Bill. Finish your sentence.
Well, like I said, I really believe that, but I'll send you the copy of the article Politico if you...
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and send it to me. The screener ought to have it, and I know I gave it to the screener, and they can share it with you. And I do want to get some other callers, but Bill, there's a bunch I still want to say, but I really appreciate the interchange. And by the way, you are welcome here. That this is the kind of discussion we need to have, and I appreciate you being part of that discussion.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Jefferson. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Be well.
And have a nice deal over where you are.
All right, you be well. Wynn from, I think, Emden, Maine. You're on the air.
Yeah, my battery's going. It's been an hour and 50 minutes. My battery's about to
go. Bye-bye. CJ from Shreveport. You're on the air.
Hey. Wow. First of all, I kind of like how you stick around with callers through breaks if it need be. But anyway, the reason one of the things I wanted to talk about was a couple of weeks ago I'd spoken to Tom. He was asking about he had mentioned something about permanent damage that had been done, and I had said that his going against our alliances and things like that, and mentioned the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, Article 6, Paragraph 2.
Yep.
Which says that this Constitution and the laws of the United States that shall be passed in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. That means treaties are basically on the same level as the Constitution. That's how important our founding fathers knew, the framers of our Constitution knew that we would part of it was for us to keep
The treaties are a big deal and shouldn't just be violated. I heard your thank you. Stick around for a minute if you want to finish your point, and then we will. Okay. I'm going to work to get to the folks who have been waiting so patiently. You're listening to Tom's show. I'm Jeff.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Thanks, everybody. It's been a good show today. You've been engaged, and I really appreciate you.
Do you have an old
old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We're on the air, going speed round to try to clear this board. Bob and then Billy. Bob from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, I think.
That's it. You got it.
Nice. Go ahead. You're on the air.
You're doing a good job. Thank you. Thanks to the last caller there, Joe, because the forest is so important.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce the concept of severe purpose, which is to regenerate the forest. and farmland. We've got to maintain our soil and our watershed. That means forest. We've got to maintain the soil and the water for the future. This is the future. So severe purpose matters. No matter who's in power, the people have to keep coming together. And maybe we can come together from the bottom and meet these tyrants as they diminish in numbers. And maybe we coming from the bottom can meet them somewhere with their money and power and with our wisdom somewhere. There's going to be a point and we might become sustainable. And that's it.
I appreciate it, Bob. I like your phrase, severe purpose. Billy, I think you're our last caller. You got the air time right now.
Is that me? Okay. Yep. Thanks for taking my call, Jefferson. Like I told your screener, I think we're burying the lead, freeing the over 1,500 January 6th guys. That's the basic tenet of our country, law and order. And nobody talks about it because it happened so long ago. And we've been deluged with a fire hose of other bad things. I just wanted to bring that up. Not being heard about enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Billy. Rob, actually, if you go 30 seconds, you can fit it in. Go ahead.
Yeah, you still there?
Yep.
Yeah, I've got the perfect nickname for Trump, Makeup Man. He wears a lot of makeup and he makes a lot of BS.
All right. Makeup man from Rob. All right. Thanks very much. Les, you got 10 seconds.
I would like to suggest. Yes, I am. Yes, I'd like to suggest when people call their senators to also let them know we support aid going into Gaza.
Okay, thank you for your call. We got 30 seconds for me to say goodbye to everybody and say thank you. And let me do that. We had that call. What did we learn today? We had this question yesterday about how people should react to the joint session speech. Not the State of the Union, but a joint session speech. And it ran the gamut. And I really think it runs the gamut of kind of the strategic response, which is everybody should have walked out, or nobody should have gone, or everybody should have yelled. There should have been 25 Al Greens. And then another swing voter who's been a friend of the show who said, no, we should have been more polite. And I think that's reasonable. Here's what I think. Setting aside how we act in one speech a year, that I do think that we have to come together around a core set of values. Not moderate to trade off those values, but a core set of values. And yes, a core set of values that can win and hold a supermajority of voters in this country. How do we have a pro-democracy coalition that can govern and that can win over and hold this country and make it, in fact, great? You are the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, and you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot, not for sale. With you, democracy is possible. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's...
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are talking all things legal with Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review. He joins us at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Trump administration has acceded to the demands of the big three automakers, giving them a one-month extension on tariffs on the vehicles they import. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the tariffs are a real source of tension between the U.S. and its northern neighbor.
In private, administration officials are in constant contact with Canadian and Mexican counterparts, with Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick calling Canadian officials. Sources familiar with Lutnick's call with the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, describe it as aggressive. Lutnick told Ford to stand down. Not only did Ford refuse, he said if anything, his province would go harder.
To President Trump, don't force our hand. You underestimate Canadians.
The vice president, defense secretary, and the director of national intelligence were all in Texas to see if administration